From the Center for Tech Podcast Excellence in Calgary, Alberta, this is Tech Podcast This Week for October 3rd, 2005. Hi, my name is Brad Gibson. Tech Podcast This Week is our network's show highlights and news capsule. Let's get started. The Mac Review Cast looks at software, hardware, and websites that make using the Mac special. This episode, we look at OmniGroup's OmniGraffle Pro 4.0, Mac to PC networking solutions, and this week's new Mac freeware releases. We then look at a website that takes the Getting Things Done system and implements Omni Outliner into the program. Finally, we talk to Robert Pritchett from the Mac Companion about his new October issue. The Mac Review Cast is your source for all things Mac. If you were not listening to the Pearlcast last week, then you missed out. Three interviews were released and our RT Essentials book giveaway was started. Be sure to check Pearlcast for the interviews with Shane Caravillo of Active State, Jesse Vincent of RT, and Larry Wall, the creator of Pearl. Also, you have until October 8th to sign up for your chance to win a copy of RT Essentials. Listen to Pearlcast's interview with Jesse Vincent to find out how. Coming up this week, expect your regular dose of Pearl news as well as an interview with Andy Lester. Andy is quite an active member of the Pearl community. In the interview, he speaks about WWW Mechanize and also about his new position with the Pearl Foundation. That's on Pearlcast this week. The Mike Tech Show podcast discusses cool sites, software, tips, and tricks that will make you more productive at home and work. This week, Mike reviews the program Microsoft Small Business Accounting 2006. He also points you to a utility to help you easily reveal your computer PC's network settings. Visit miketechshow.com for his podcast and daily blog. The Slashdot Review podcast offers a daily 10-minute summary of recent items from Slashdot with Andy McCaskey as host, plus one non-RIAA song. The weekend show is co-hosted by Annette Thompson. You can subscribe through iTunes, Odeo, the direct RSS feed, or the BitTorrent feed. Don't forget that daily shows and archives for Slashdot Review can always be found at downloadradio.org. And on the world's technology podcast, tech correspondent Clark Boyd finds out what lengths Nobel Prize winners will go through to prove their cases. Also, care to take a cell phone-free holiday? Well, now you can. All that, plus some Indian-born engineers turn their H-1B visa experience in the United States into song. Keep up to date on all the latest in global technology news at theworld.org/technology. The RootSmart.com Tech Podcast with Joe Burgess is your source for tech help and how-tos on Mac, Linux, and Windows. Last week, Joe had an interview with Rob from Podcast 411. Who knows what great information you'll get in the next podcast? Go check it out at podcast.rootsmart.com. Ah, October in the Northern Hemisphere brings cooler weather and foliage changing into a colorful slow fireworks of brilliant hues. This edition of the Secrets of Digital Imaging audio magazine discusses tips and techniques to get great images of this short-lived annual event. The weekly Secrets of Digital Imaging is full of digital imaging information to help you get the best from your camera. Dennis Hayes has over 30 years' experience in all areas of photography and explains the new technology of digital photography in an easy-to-understand language. While we key on digital photography, this week's show is for all photographers. See the show notes and download this week's edition of The Secrets of Digital Imaging at imagingsecrets.com. The Fox Show just featured an interview with Ken Levy, Microsoft Visual Studio Data Tools Program Manager, where he discussed what's happening with VFP9, Sedna, and the entire Fox Pro team. Later this week, more interviews from Southwest Fox speakers are coming, including a live kit box with Marcia Akins and Annie Kramick. Find out more at thefoxshow.com. Last week on the Bradcast, you missed a couple of great episodes. Brad has trouble with music in the first episode, and we bring you up to date on his excursion into using the pen without a tablet. That's right, we take a look at OneNote and reprise the use of ink with a digital tablet on a regular notebook computer. That's on the Bradcast at bradfordgibson.net. More to come later on this week. Thanks for listening. You can reach us at tech at techpodcast.com if you have any feedback or suggestions for show notes, show announcements, or network news here at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.